There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing in this world is guaranteed, including for myself.
Okay. I guess that's true. I mean, you could just go full Joe Mazzulla. What does it matter? We're all going to be dead. You could answer everything that way.
But it's like...
Egyptian through subtraction.
Egyptian through subtraction?
It's just, wow, okay. So yeah. even he's acknowledging it's not a guarantee he's back next year. Now, who knows if he really believes that, if mm-hmm. he's just saying it. He's also acknowledging that coaches may not be back. So that was more from Gerard Mayo and just a tour de force earlier today. Wow. I like the text line, Keith, 37937. Mayo's press conference agenda. It's three steps.
Oh, perfect. That's good. Going with the game plan. Smart.
Yeah, you don't want too many boxes to check.
Nope.
Because then you start forgetting things.
Three-step plan?
Three is perfect.
All right, what do you got?
Mayo's three-step plan every time he hits the podium on Wednesday.
What does he have?
It's from the text line.
All right.
Number one, groan.
Okay. Check today. Check.
Nails that.
Yep.
Number two, out-of-pocket statement.
That happens.
Yep.
Today was,
addition through subtraction.
Yeah, there it is.
Talking about the receiver room, too many guys.
Number three, walk it back.
Tomorrow, walk it back. Rinse. The next day, whenever you talk again.
Rinse, repeat.
Hey, when I said addition by subtraction, I wasn't talking about the team. You're like, wait, what?
I wasn't talking about the wide receivers that I was asked about.
We like the guys here.
Clearly addition by subtraction with
love
them.
Love it.
No, that's not what I was saying.
I love it.
Okay, so three-step plan again.
Mm-hmm.
Grown, out-of-pocket statement, walk it back.
So far, so good. He's been doing that for about 9 weeks.
He's got that down. When we say, what does Gerard Mayo do? Those three things. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't know what he does during the game.
No.
He's not very talkative. It doesn't seem like he's coaching anyone.
Just kind of watching.
Doesn't seem to be talking to anyone.
Just kind of taking the game
in. Just kind of drinking the game in.
Raw dogs the game.
When we say, what does he do?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Those three things. Those are what he does. When it comes to the trade deadline, Keith, and again, I think people are on edge with the organization, coaching staff included, as Mayo just referenced there.
Yeah, I would say so.
When it comes to the trade deadline, I do find this to be very interesting. Yesterday, Josina Anderson, good follow on Twitter.
Yeah, if you can.
For most of you out there.
Yep.
As for the Patriots, she said about the trade deadline, it takes two sides to make a deal. The Patriots are not going to give away any players, according to a source. Here are the players they're getting calls about. Christian Gonzalez.
Which is funny. I'm curious what team called and was like, would they trade him? He's like the only thing they have on defense to really keep.
You think they heard the interviews here and they're like, that guy is...
Gotta get him.
Well, it was the Commanders-in-Chief sniffing around on Lattimore.
That's a good point.
Yeah, true.
So who was calling about Gonzo?
I mean, the Patriots traded him to the Chiefs. Like, wait, what are you doing?
A lot of teams should be calling about him.
Yeah.
But why are they going to listen on Gonzalez? I acknowledge mm-hmm. that. Keon White, Devon Godchow, Kyle Duggar. So it wasn't just, whatever, takes two to tango, Tyquan Thornton, we're about getting value. What were we really going to get for Tyquan Thornton? KJ Osborne. No, you had real decisions to make on some good players on the roster. Did they make the right call by holding on to those guys, or should they have done something?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been heartbroken if they traded any of them outside of Gonzalez. Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. After that, call about anybody, talk about anybody. What's it going to be? What are you going to get? I just don't think you're going to get anything for even those guys. And by anything, I mean a first or second day pick. Maybe there's a fourth or maybe a fifth rounder. Maybe there's a pick swap where you move up, that kind of thing.
Right, but you're saying anything of consequence.
Yeah, because I think you look at what some of the deals were done already. It was decent receivers getting traded for a fourth round pick or a fifth round pick that could be a fourth. So those guys I would probably keep. I thought maybe one team might convince themselves on Godchow and maybe give you a fifth rounder. Hey, we need a guy in the middle there. But the other guys, I think it's fine to keep them. Where I am with sort of Mayo and what a lot of other people are thinking is addition by subtraction is a legitimate thing. If there's guys that you want to see more of, or if there are a few guys that have been a problem in the locker room that aren't really a part of the solution at all, yesterday was an opportunity to move on. KJ Osborne, Tyquan Thornton, two less headaches for Alex Van Pelt and Jerod Mayo, and then you can assess the rest of that group better because those guys aren't there either gobbling up reps in practice or, you know, fighting for playing time in the game.
So it sounds to me, and I'm going to say it sounds like Mayo and Wolf are at odds. Maybe that's too strong. But there's like a little bit of disagreement there, and I've kind of felt that way all along.
Probably. I mean, this was a clear shot.
Right. So, okay, so maybe you don't think it's too strong. I'll say they're at odds, okay? And phrase it however you want. They're not on the same page. Kraft's got to pick one. Who's he picking?
Oh, he's picking Mayo.
For sure?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, at least Elliot Wolf, for as bad as the roster is not sticking his foot in his mouth every time he's in front of a microphone.
He doesn't talk a lot.
No,
maybe
right.
He would.
But one is less publicly embarrassing than the other.
All right, one was hired.
Both seem like they're bad at their jobs. One yes. publicly embarrasses you every week.
One was hired 5 years ago in uh-huh. secret by uh-huh. the owner. The yep. other one just like barely fell into the job because he was like the last man standing.
Right.
So I think he's more committed to Jerod Mayo. I think both, to your point, have been bad. I think Kraft would view it as maybe he's the one that straight up told Elliot. If this is true, if Robert and Jonathan told Elliot, you're taking Drake May at 3, what could Elliot possibly get credit for other than not sticking his foot in his mouth?
Yeah, I mean, right.
Like, that's it.
At least he listened to his bosses. He was, right. You know, not insubordinate.
I think he'd be like, who did you get for the offensive line? Because, you know, those guys would know the details about, like, how much they really offered Ridley, how much they really offered Brandon Ayuk and all that stuff. Now, one guy did change teams, one guy didn't. But Elliot, I'm sure, has restrictions put in place by Robert. And so, there's, to a certain degree, he might be safe because Robert's like, well, he is working within the parameters. But he's probably also saying, I expect you to get a better offensive line than this.
Yeah.
I expect you to get a few better players than this.
I do not give Elliot Wolf the full blame for free agency. Ownership shoulders a lot of that blame. They didn't spend. Right? Outside of all their bum-ass players coming back, they didn't spend on new players, new talent. They didn't mm-hmm. upgrade the talent. And a lot of that is on ownership. But you said you thought the offensive line was fine, Elliot Wolf. You picked Chukwuma Okorafor. He blows.
That's true.
You needed to upgrade the wide receivers. You picked KJ Osborne in free agency. Of course he's responsible for the draft, and that looks like a mess outside of Drake May. And so, yeah, I get all that. They look at him and they go, what exactly do you do? I just don't know if they would. I don't think Mayo's a lock to come back. I don't think either one is. And again, one at least doesn't publicly embarrass you
yeah.
every single time he.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Opens his mouth. I know Robert Kraft felt strongly about that hire.
Oh my God, yeah. And I wonder how many excuses he
believed
makes for
in
him.
It and he compared to finding his wives and things like this.
See, I think it's hard to walk that back
it
after
is,
1 year.
But it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's worse than
it's
going
to be worse to it's in some ways it's worse to stick with it, Keith. If you know it's wrong and it's yeah. that big of a mess and every week it's a public embarrassment.
You're going to have to kind of eat it one way or the other.
Yes.
So would you rather kind of rip the Band-Aid off?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. You know this isn't the long-term guy. I mean, if you feel that way and you know it's not the long-term guy, is there any reason to bring him back for a second year? No.
So
it's better to rip the Band-Aid off. Yes.
Is their head coach search going to look like the offensive coordinator search where they don't have really anybody in mind, they don't really like anybody, or the candidates don't really like them, they offer next to nothing money-wise, and then they're left with like the last man standing? I feel like if they move on from Mayo, there might be another 12 guys in line, and then who knows who you even end up with.
That's a good point.
So like, not that the replacement couldn't be better. I'm just saying like, there's
let's say
no
it's your
guarantee.
Dream guy. Let's say it's your dream guy. Let's say it's Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Let's say they
Did
know.
Did you see that clip the other day?
Let's
Did somebody
say they
tag
know.
Us in it?
Yes, actually.
Ben
yeah.
Johnson being like,
he's like, oh, I'm going to be a play caller.
If I'm a head coach, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be a head coach that calls plays because I love calling plays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, give this guy all the money in the world.
Jerod Mayo loves groaning at the podium. Yeah. That's all
he's
he
never called
to.
A play
no, no, no.
in his life.
No, never even thought about it.
Nope.
So,
Yeah, Ben Johnson, I would, if you know it's him, you're going to probably have to throw a bag at him.
Let's say, and I'm not saying this is realistic, but let's say Ben Johnson's like, I love Drake May. I can coach any quarterback in the league. I love Drake May. I want to coach him.
Yeah.
And the Patriots get wind of that. They should blow out Gerard Mayo.
100%.
Regardless of how bad of a look it is that Robert Kraft handpicked him.
No, no, no. You didn't know, be like, oh, we didn't know Ben Johnson was available. We love Gerard. We thank him for his time.
Is there anybody else you like? Like, you're big on Ben Johnson.
Not to anybody that, would be. No, not to that level.
You know who I like a lot? I like Liam Cohen quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
In Tampa.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
I like that. I like what I see out of that offense. I like that they're making do without all these receivers. Baker Mayfield seems even better. I was giving Canales a lot of credit for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's doing even better.
They're getting even more out of Baker Mayfield, and he hasn't had Godwin or Evans the last couple of weeks. They were competitive with the Chiefs. That's another guy I'd be really, I don't know how realistic it is, but that's another guy I'd be really interested
in. And then this is in a bizarre twist.
That's a guy who was constantly linked to the Patriots because he was a UMass guy.
Right.
He's a McVay guy. That's an interesting one.
So this is sort of that unique spot, which I wouldn't have anticipated a few weeks ago, but where you keep Van Pelt and you move on from Mayo, and then that way you have the offensive, the play caller will change.
Yeah, yeah,
but the title, like when he was in Cleveland, Stefanski called the plays, but Van Pelt was the OC.
Yeah.
So if Drake May likes Van Pelt, and if we want to give Van Pelt...
That's a way to do it.
And if we want to give him credit at all, which he deserves some, for maybe being a good quarterback coach. He has more experience as a quarterback coach than anything else in the NFL. And if Drake May likes him, and so all week of practice, you know, he's in your ear, he's helping you with stuff, and then game day rolls around, and you have Ben Johnson, that freaking genius, calling the plays, and Van Pelt going back to what he was doing before. That could work.
No, that's the he's basically a glorified quarterback's coach. That's
and then
a good role
you don't,
for him.
You don't have to be the franchise that says we have our fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years.
Right.
You're like, oh, so we have consistency here, even though obviously the play caller is different.
Yeah, and probably the whole playbook and everything else. But yeah, but I understand the point.
But that would be worth doing.
Yes.
If you're doing it to that, because look at what Detroit's doing. And it's insane
I
on
don't
offense.
Totally rule out. Maybe Ben Johnson wouldn't work because he's going to have his pick of the litter and he passed on jobs last year. But I don't totally rule out there's a play caller out there who's like, yeah, I'll work with Drake May.
Yeah,
like
why
they're
not?
Like to me, they're more attractive this cycle than they were last year. Not that they did a hiring process, but they're more attractive this cycle. All the offensive coordinators who turned them down, I don't think they turned them down now.
But those, well, no, now they've at least seen it at the NFL level, but they had to have known they were likely to take Drake May.
Probably. But
or Jaden Daniels. They didn't,
know what they didn't know what it looked like, and they didn't officially know the Patriots were taking that, and... Yeah.
I agree. It looks better now than it did before.
I think you feel strongly about it. The wide receiver room, not so much.
It stinks.
What else did Mayo say about
wide
receivers? Yeah. What did you say about Jalen Polk there today, Gerard?
A mental hump for Jalen. Do you feel like he's over that?
Yeah. You know, I think he's over it. And look, he has to go out there today and practice hard and perform. And he'll get opportunities based on what he does in the week of practice.
Okay.
All right. So it was a little bit of like a leading question.
Yeah.
But...
You talked about the mental hurdles before. Has he gotten over them?
He's based on what?
Well, we're going to find out on the practice field this week.
What? So when did he say that? Do we remember when he said he had a...
Yeah, wasn't it after the Jags game?
All right. So that was a game in which he had 3 targets, no catches.
And he fell down on a whip route.
Yep.
On the
it was October
conversion.
14th.
Yeah, I think it was the Jags game, if I'm not mistaken, when he said that.
Oh, he said it at October 14th. So he said it right after the Houston game.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the Houston game. My mistake.
So he had 1 catch for 4 yards in that game. Okay?
Yeah.
So then he had a mental hurdle. Then they go to London. He has a horrible game, right?
Somehow worse, yeah.
Horrible game.
Yeah.
Then doesn't play against the Jets because he's got a conky.
Yeah.
And then he comes back the next week, 1 target, 0 catches, 2 penalties.
Mm-hmm.
He's over it. He's had... 0 catches since then in an NFL game. Since he made those comments, he has 0 catches.
But he's over it.
I don't think so. It might be worse.
Yeah.
2 penalties in there at least.
I was going to say 2 penalties, 4 targets, 0 catches, 0 yards, 0 anything. He's over it? You probably shouldn't have said that he was dealing with it to begin with,
but you did.
So you put that out there, and now you can't double down on it because he also remember his reaction.
Oh,
I don't have mental problems.
You know what? I don't have
mental problems.
No, he just said you have a mental hurdle, a mental block with catching it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he hasn't gotten over it.
No, it doesn't seem that way. And it was actually giving you an out, by the way, Jalen Polk. He's saying he doesn't suck. He's just dealing with a mental block, and Jalen Polk took that personally.
That guy, yikes.
I mean, at least he didn't fan the flames, and he's like, no, I think he's still dealing with it.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, I guess with Gerard Mayo, we actually have to give him credit for that.
No, that's why you got to ask him everything, because you have no idea what he's going to say. You have no idea what he's going to come up with this week.
617-779-7937. We'll continue with more next on Jones and Keefe.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.